Do not let your hearts be troubled. The Lord knows his audience. He knows the troubled hearts that beat within our breasts, but what is it that troubles our hearts? Well, I think most often we don't know where we're going. We don't know what direction we should take. We feel like we're on a journey, but we've lost the map. We don't know exactly how to reach the destination, and very often we don't even know what the destination is that we have in mind. That uncertainty of what's going to come next, that troubles our hearts. Being on a journey, but not knowing the way. What else troubles our hearts? Not knowing what to believe. Not feeling like we have this firm grasp on truth, but instead feeling like we're in a sea of uncertainty. And then finally, feeling like our life is something we just drift through. That we're not living, but just merely existing. That we don't have this sense of purpose in that life. Those are three things. There may be more, but those are three things that I feel especially trouble our hearts. And yet our Lord says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. And there we have the wonderful remedy for a troubled heart, is faith in him. Why? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Corresponding to what troubles our hearts, not knowing which way in life to take, we realize he is the way. Not knowing where we are destined, where we are meant to be kind of directing ourselves, we see that he has prepared a place for us. That is, for me at least, one of the greatest consolations that I could ever think of. That I'm not alone. Because that's the temptation, is to think that we are alone and abandoned on this journey, that I have to make it up as I go along, that I just have to kind of figure it out, and then at the end of my days, I'll be judged. But that God this whole time has just been from a distance with a clipboard saying, oh man, this guy's an idiot. How could he have done that? That was dumb of him. But instead, if Christ Jesus is the way, if he has gone before us to prepare a place for us, we realize that preparation doesn't just mean, oh, he's in heaven kind of tidying up our room for us. No, it means that every step of the journey of his life was him preparing a place for us. So yes, in the most kind of literal sense, this is speaking of our heavenly reality. The fact that at the end of all this suffering, this pain, this uncertainty, this doubt, this betrayal, all that kind of takes some of the sweetness of this life away, that after all that, we have this place of peace. That we have this place of total self-giving, of incredible vulnerability, of being able to just enjoy the company of God and the company of each other. Yes, in its most literal sense, that's what it's talking about. But that's not the only place that Christ Jesus prepared for us. Every step on his journey through his earthly life, he was preparing a place for us. He already had us in mind. When he was on the cross, he prepared a place for us right there next to him, because he knew every single moment of suffering that we would have. Every single moment of pain, every single moment where we felt abandoned by God, he said, I felt that too before you, so that you can know that you're not alone in that. And so yes, the place he prepared for us is in heaven, but it's also right here. In my moments of suffering, I can know I'm on the cross with him, in that place that he prepared for me there. In the silence of the tomb. Right, in those moments where we feel like we just have this eerie silence in our lives. Where we feel like nothing worthwhile is happening. Where we're called to this incredible patience, we might think, how can he be with me in this? And we remember that Holy Saturday in the tomb. That eerie silence, that expectation of something great, but that lingering sadness from the cross. And we know that there he was preparing a place for us for those moments in our lives when we're called to heroic patience. When there's that eerie silence, when there's that feeling of death, he was preparing a place for us there too. The 30 years hidden in his life in Nazareth. Those years of just being a good son to his parents. Of just being a humble worker in Joseph's carpenter shop. There too, he was preparing a place for us. There too, he was already thinking of the years that we spend just in normal day-to-day living with our families. In our routine. With our job. With our family. With our school. He was preparing a place for us. Because what we see is that the preparing of a place for us is preparing us and every detail of our lives for the glory of heaven. That place that we can finally call home. It's something so worth imagining. It's so worth yearning after. It's so worth wanting, desiring with all that's in us. Because this life, whether it's an easy one or a difficult one, whether it's one filled with comforts or filled with pain, it's passing. Even the longest life isn't going to last more than a century and some change. And yet, we were made for an eternity. Here, no matter how good we have it, there's a certain restlessness. There's a certain, I don't know, this just isn't it. Heaven is it. Heaven is that place that we've been yearning for, and it's what gives us a destination. So that first way that our hearts are troubled of not knowing where we're going, our Lord answers. He says, you're going to be with me. Not to some just place in the clouds. You're going to complete and perfect love. You're going to the one who was the only one who ever got you. Completely got you. Just understood all the weirdness that is you and loved it. And just loved you. You're going into an eternal communion with him. If you accept it. And now when he says that he's prepared the way, that means he's preparing it right now in your life. In every little detail of that life. In the suffering, where you're with him on the cross. In the mundane, where you're with him in the workshop, in the home. And everything in between. That is his preparation of a place in heaven for you. Where he's preparing you for that which will finally fulfill. For he is the way. Right, we're not alone on this journey. The way to heaven is to cling to Christ. To cling to Christ in every detail of our lives. Now, that other aspect that troubles our hearts. Uncertainty. Not knowing what or whom to believe. Right now, this is reaching a fever pitch. Right, so many divisions everywhere. I mean, if you ever venture into the land of the internet, you've got everything and the links here and there and this video and that video and this person's lying to you. No, this person's lying to you. Put it on pause. Just put it all away briefly and realize there is only one in whom we can have perfect and total complete faith and trust. That's the Lord. He is the way, right? Every detail of our lives, if we cling with him, is the way for us to go to heaven. But he is also the truth. He is the one that in the sea of uncertainty, I know at least one thing for certain. That's that God loves me so much that he's willing to die for me. That's that no matter what's going on in my life, he's prepared a place for me for beyond this life. I know that no matter what in my life here on earth may crumble, if I cling to him, I have access to that life which will never end. To that life that has no pain, no suffering. To that life that is perfect fulfillment in love. And then that leads us to that third way that our hearts are troubled. We don't feel like we're really living. That's what one of my favorite saints in the world, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, he said that we are called not to merely exist, but to live, to truly live. He said that a life without faith, without a purpose, without something to give your entire, to throw your entire self into, that is not living, but merely existing. Our Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life, wants to give our lives a certain zest, a certain zeal, a certain purpose and meaning. Because if we're just trying to get by, just going, just hopping from comfort to comfort, just trying to make sure that we have a little bit more than they do, that's not living. That's just taking up space for 70, 80 years. But if we have this daily campaign of holiness, of striving for virtue, and some of those silent battles that nobody's ever gonna see because they all occur right here or right here. If every day we strive to be more open to God's love for us and then to express that love for others, beginning with our family and then extending out to everybody else, oh, that's living. That's a daily battle that's worth fighting. That is a life that has a purpose, that has a meaning. Even if all the externals people might look at and say, like, nothing special here, all of heaven cheers you on. Because you are living a life of purpose. You're not just merely existing, trying to get by, little comforts here and there. No, you're living for that life which never ends. So today we turn to this God who is the way, the truth, and the life. We ask him to speak to our troubled hearts, to give us a direction, that he who is the way may show us this week what are the steps that we should take along that way that will lead us closer to heaven? That's the beautiful litmus test in every decision that we have to make is this leading me closer to heaven or further away? In every word that we speak, is this leading this person closer to heaven or further away? The things that we consume, that I'm watching or listening to or reading, is this leading me closer to heaven or further away? We turn to him who is truth and we say, Lord, in this time where I don't even know what to believe anymore, Lord, help me to cling to that most important truth, which is your love for me. That one thing that I can absolutely depend upon. And then to him who is life, we ask for the grace of being able to live good lives. Or even if on the exterior they're not all that impressive, not too spectacular, their lives lived with purpose. And that purpose being holiness. Holiness as a reception of God's love, internalizing it so much that we can't help but spread it with those that we meet.